Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Russia is accusing Ukraine of planning to use dirty bombs. Some of you have asked, what is a dirty bomb? So from what I understand, it's a bomb that is a clean in terms of purity, where it can have multiple substances with it, where it's like a combination of explosives. CNN says that Russia is accusing Ukraine of using a dirty bomb. The allegation has been dismissed by Kyiv and Western allies. They say it's a false flag operation. But it's something that Moscow could do to try to escalate the war. And these false flags meaning, you know, look, they attacked me, so this is all in self-defense. And you're like, nobody attacked you. What? Well, somebody did this. Or like, well, you could have done that to yourself. So false flag is where they're claiming that something was done to them when it was them that might be choreographing this. So a dirty bomb, according to CNN, is a weapon that combines conventional explosives like dynamite and radioactive material like uranium. It is often referred to as a weapon for terrorists. It's not usually something we hear, you know, these countries are going to use dirty bombs. The countries shouldn't have to. They have missiles, they have a military, and we shouldn't even be in this war. But they say when the dirty bomb has this connotation that it, because it's a combined explosive missile or weapon, that it could cause more damage. It might not be as precise. And it does spread fear. It does spread panic. Because these dirty bombs might not necessarily just be for certain targets. This could be, it shows that they're not following the rules. You make a dirty bomb, you're going to start combining stuff. You're playing dirty war, then you're not going to be, you're not going to be following the rules. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly denied Moscow's accusation. Kyiv's foreign minister has invited UN inspectors to visit Ukraine to show they have nothing to hide. That's got to be hard. I know some of you don't believe Ukraine. Some of you do. That has got to stink that you have been invaded. You're being attacked. You're trying to defend your country, trying to prevent your country from being annexed. And then on top of that, you have to prove to the world that you are not doing what they're saying. You know, and you're trying to prove that, this is got to be difficult. Their PR team must be exhausted. So they said, without providing any evidence, Moscow claims there are scientific institutions in Ukraine housing the technology needed to create a dirty bomb. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a briefing on October 24th, it has information that shows Kyiv is planning a provocation related to the detonation of a dirty bomb. Now, some of you might listen to this going, well, wait a second, if they're being attacked, and they're running out of missiles, and they're running out of certain weapons, then what if they are? Aren't they still on defense? Now, Russia's going to claim it's not defense. If they're going to claim, no, they attacked our land, and it was the land that they annexed. So it's a mess. So according to Igor Kirillov, chief of Russia's Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Protection Forces, the purpose of this provocation is to accuse Russia of using weapons of mass destruction in the Ukrainian theater of operations and thereby launch a powerful anti-Russian campaign in the world aimed at undermining confidence in Moscow. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the claim in a call with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on October 23rd. at least they're still speaking to us. Brittany Griner, sadly, though, is still stuck over there. Her appeal has been denied. But back to what's going on with Ukraine. Shoigu made similar comments to his French and British counterparts. Russia plans to raise its accusations against Ukraine at the UN Security Council on October 25th. So these allegations have been refuted by Ukraine, the U.S., U.K., European Union, NATO. So most of the countries believe the Ukraine side. But I just think this war is going on too long. I think, you know, Ukraine has asked for help. We're coming into the winter. We're you know, dealing with a leader who is claiming that he can nuke at any time. I'm just wondering, when is the UN going to get more involved? Well, in order to stave off the UN, Russia's like, well, no, they have to hear from us, and this is what Ukraine's doing. So, UN, do your job against Ukraine. So, this is a mess. The White House said they are monitoring this as best as they can. They said any potential preparations for use of a dirty bomb in Ukraine, they're monitoring this, but they don't see any indication that there's any imminent use. I don't know. So a dirty bomb is not necessarily a nuclear weapon. There could be radioactive material in there, but it could be anything. But a nuclear bomb or a nuclear weapon is much stronger, and if you have a dirty bomb that's not designed like a nuclear bomb, there could be radiation, but it's in a much smaller area, blocks, miles. It wouldn't be like a nuclear weapon like what happened, you know, on Hiroshima. A dirty bomb we don't think has ever been used, not that I know. I think Chechen rebels in 1995 planted one, according to CNN, that was supposed to detonate in a Moscow park. And I think ISIS had tried to make dirty bombs, so we've heard about them. We just haven't necessarily seen it happen. Dirty bombs can have radiation. Radiation can be deadly, but they don't think if a bomb does go off, it's not going to necessarily kill people like a nuclear bomb would. But there will be radiation if they use uranium and if they use radioactive material in there. So we're hoping that it's small enough. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but if it is, people think that it wouldn't be more than like a X-ray radiation. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply try an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 5 days ago, the feds told us that we have about 25 days of diesel supply left. That was 5 days ago. Now, I'm not sure if we tapped those reserves in the last 5 days, but if I do the math, now we have 20 days of diesel left. Now, I don't know why this isn't a bigger headline. Maybe it's because they don't want people to panic because we are going to get some reserves soon. But that, to me, is some pretty serious stuff. And so slowly, you're starting to hear some buzz and people kind of talking about it. So last week, and I apologize that I didn't talk about it last week because I didn't hear about it last week. Last week we were told that the demand is surging so much that the U.S.'s supplies are at the lowest seasonal level ever. And this isn't being released by political candidates. This is government data. So they say the shortage, this is being reported by Yahoo News, the shortage of the fuel used for heating and trucking is a key worry right now. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese told Bloomberg TV Wednesday that the diesel inventories are unacceptably low. All options are on the table to build supplies and reduce retail prices. As of the 19th of October, the U.S. had just 25 days of diesel supply. This is the lowest since 2008, according to the Energy Information Administration. At the same time, they say the four-week rolling average of distillate supplied rose to its highest level since 2007. Weekly demand dipped slightly, but it's still at its highest point for trucking, farming, and heating. Now, gas obviously is still high, but stockpiles are getting drained. Refineries are, you know, or refiners, that's a whole other subject for a different day. But, you know, we aren't doing as much domestic production as we need to be. And global supplies are limited. So now today, here we are 5 days later, and I don't really see much discussed on this, but another headline said we have 25 days of diesel supply. I think we're now at 20 days. So this diesel crunch, according to the Energy and Information Administration, is concerning. The demand for diesel has recovered at a much faster pace than jet fuel and other fuels. Diesel we had to use for transporting goods. We had to power construction, farming, military vehicles, all the other stuff. And they said in 2021, the U.S. transportation sector alone consumed 46.82 billion gallons or 1.1 billion barrels of distillate fuel or diesel fuel at an average of about 128 million gallons a day. So remember when we were having, you know, supply chain problems and we asked Pete Buttigieg to help and he, you know, said he was going to jump on it and they were going to, you know, get things moving and have 24/7. That did increase demand. And not to mention many people that can't afford to fly and they're increasing their gas demand. People went back to work. Not everybody went back to work, but those who did, again, gas demand. But heating is coming up, and the topic of heating is making people kind of concerned. Now, keep in mind, they said that it hasn't been this low since 2008. Well, if I remember 2008, we still were able to heat our homes. I think we were still able to compensate. But my concern is when you have high demand, low supply, the price is going to be ridiculously high. So what is the government going to do? So one source said, and I'm just looking this up as we go, that two vessels carrying around 1 million barrels of diesel are due to arrive in New York. They were diverted from their original destinations in Europe. See, we still export. I know Europe's going to need some help, but we can't help anybody else if, you know, we're freezing over here. Delta Airlines Trainer Refinery in Pennsylvania is also returning from seasonal maintenance, so they're going to hopefully be back up and hitting regional diesel production. There's some other things in the works from what I understand here, because this is concerning. I mean, look, I live in Las Vegas. I know you guys are like, okay, you know, what do you guys have to worry about? Remember all the crap you gave us on using electricity in the summer because it was so hot? You know, we're like, well, wait till the winter. I find no pleasure in us having milder winters. And the reason why is we still freeze. It gets really cold in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's desert. We get cold. We maybe only have 6 weeks of real cold. Usually after Thanksgiving to a couple weeks in January, things are pretty damn cold, but then it starts to get better. But we still require heat. I was freezing yesterday, so I jumped in the hot shower. I was cold yesterday. I was cold, and I The blankets were, everybody says we'll get a blanket. The problem is the blankets were cold. That's another thing you could do. You could throw your blanket in your dryer, and then you could heat up the blanket and then put it on, and then by the time that dissipates, you should hopefully be warmer. But I used to do that for the kids. When they'd be really, really cold, I'd warm up the little blankie and things like that. But they say if diesel inventory continues to run down without government intervening, the impact transportation costs for goods will drive inflation up even further. Now, the Fed has some tools. There's Northeast Home Heating Oil Reserve. That houses 1 million barrels of diesel in case of a disruption of supplies. I don't really know if all of this should be advertised, because if we have terrorists kind of listening to this, they could try to figure out where they can attack and affect our supplies. But the Washington Post said that diesel demand is so high that if 1 million barrels of diesel were delivered from the Northeast Reserves, they would be depleted in less than 6 hours. The Biden administration said they're going to tap into the country's emergency oil reserves to counter rising gas prices. I know a lot of people said, oh, okay, well, they're doing this just because of the elections. It could also be with the midterms, but if we're really at that point where we're only days away from having major issues, okay, they need to act on it now. I mean, they should have acted on it years ago when they were trying to say they were going to shut stuff down. So White House officials, they say, also have not completely ruled out fuel export restrictions. The American Petroleum Institute and the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers sent out a joint letter expressing their concerns, but, you know, if we don't have enough domestically, we might have to reduce what we send out. So this is a very unstable situation. This is not, it's not good. So for those of you that do live in areas where things could get pretty bad and the grid could be overwhelmed, and you make sure you have plan B's. All right, for those of you, if you are working from home and you can leave before you guys get stuck in a snowstorm or another superstorm, or you could be a snowbird for a little bit this winter, maybe consider doing it. You know, if there's ways for you to conserve fuel, the prices will go up. I don't see us necessarily running out, per se. I know that's what the headlines are kind of making it sound like. But if we didn't run out in 2008, I'm sure we have enough reserves to keep things going, at least through the winter. But it's going to be costly. It's going to be a bad winter. So, you know, for those of you that don't feel like spending $15 on a burger going out, maybe don't eat out that much. Maybe start saving up. Maybe get those blankets, get those coats. In terms of preserving heating in your house, remember I said a fan, if it turns, I think, clockwise, can help heat the house? Because you know how hot air rises? The fan could bring the hot air back down. So hot air rises, so you want to, that could kind of bring some of the warm air. If there are rooms in your house you don't use, and, you know, some of us are in houses that are like 1,500 square feet, 2,000 square feet. If you got kids that don't necessarily need to sleep in their own room, or you guys want to do kind of, let's all bunk into one room, you could do that, camping style. You know, where, okay, guys, we're going to bunk into one room, we're going to close up these other ones, and, you know, try to conserve heat. It's not easy. We shouldn't really be dealing with this. So I know it's going to be a rough winter for Ukraine, rough winter for Europe. Europe relies on a lot of Russian oil, which is also going to put demand on us. If fuel sources from Russia are hurting Europe, they're going to need their American partners to help. And if we're already, having issues, we thought we could go to Saudi Arabia. No, we can't rely on Saudi Arabia. So we need to get our act together. I'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is continuing to take its toll on Americans, with consumer confidence seeing a dip this month. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for two straight months. The board's Lynn Franco citing inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Following the rejection of her appeal on a 9-year prison sentence for drug possession, WNBA star and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner will remain behind bars in Russia. Attorney Maria Blagovilona, who is part of Griner's legal team in Russia, explains Griner is disappointed with Tuesday's outcome.
Because she had some hopes, and these hopes vanished today.
The hit British TV show Doctor Who is coming to Disney Plus. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man has died after jumping 40 feet from a pier in California. Seems to be he was following a woman who did it, but she survived. And this happened at Huntington Beach Pier. Huntington Beach is amazing. I love the whole Southern California beaches. You got the Huntington, you got the Manhattan Beach, you got Laguna. It's amazing over there. But sadly, a 44-year-old man died this weekend because he jumped 40 feet from the Huntington Beach Pier into choppy water. He followed a woman who jumped before him. Fenton Austin D. from Norwalk, California, was pulled from the water by surfers. Not sure what happened to him. He was pronounced dead. Not sure if he hit his head, not sure if he drowned. We still don't have reports. but the coroner's office is conducting an autopsy and toxicology report on the body. A 36-year-old woman, it looks like he was speaking to before they both jumped. She survived. Now, this is being reported by People Magazine. Witnesses along the pier at about 6:30 saw the pair talking. They were standing outside the railing of the pier structure. And it looked like she was, like, thinking about jumping for fun. And then she wanted to do it, then she didn't. But then he didn't look like he wanted to jump, so they thought maybe he jumped in to save her. She jumped. She cleared the pylons or the support structures below. People were cheering. But then he looked like he jumped, maybe to help her. Sadly, he died. And so based on tides and rocks and all that, it you know, was tragic. So, you know, I know it looks like that these things are, you know, that you know, you should be able to dive into an ocean and all that. You just don't know the tides. You don't know how deep it is. And it's dangerous, and it's just a shame something like this happened. Also a shame is we lost Leslie Jordan. Leslie Jordan, I don't know if you guys watched Will and Grace. I loved Will and Grace. But he was the comedic actor. Gosh, he was the one dating Benji. I forget his name in it, though. I have to look it up. But he used to have this little war. He was very, very rich. And so he and, I forget the name of the actress, not the Will and Grace one, but the Karen and Jack, they used to have, you know, they used to spar with him. And he apparently might have had a medical incident, but he died in a car crash yesterday. Spokesperson confirms to Yahoo Entertainment that Jordan died in a car crash in Los Angeles. He hit a building. And they're unsure if this was a traffic collision on Cahuenga Boulevard and Romaine Street in West Hollywood at 9:30 a.m. He was driving a BMW and hit a wall, was pronounced dead on scene. They think maybe he had a medical incident, heart attack or something, and then the car just went and hit. Just horrible. He was raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's where he got his accent from, I believe. Began his Hollywood career in the 80s. He was in Murphy Brown. He was on Hearts of Fire, Will and Grace, Call Me Cat, and just a gifted actor. And it's sad to see this happen. You know, we had a relative who died of a heart attack in his car while driving. It's if that's what happened, it's scary. It's frightening. And considering the amount of time that we are in our cars. You know, it's no surprise that this happens as often as it does. Also, and sorry to bring you guys bad news, but an Amazon worker was found dead in a yard after we believe he was mauled by two dogs. Now, these Amazon workers bust their butts to get your products to you, and dogs that are loose are extremely dangerous for mailmen, for kids playing, and sadly, Amazon workers too. So the body of the worker was found in a yard on a property in the Wood Heights area of Excelsior Springs, Missouri, approximately 32 miles northeast of Kansas City. Neighbors told KMBC that they called the Ray County Sheriff's Office to report a delivery truck, which had been parked in front of a residence in Wood Heights for several hours on Monday. When authorities responded to investigate the truck, they found the body of the driver in the yard along with two dogs on the property. Now, how the hell could he have been lying there for all those hours and nobody noticed? Nobody. Authorities were called because the truck was there for hours. So nobody noticed the body? Nobody noticed? Did Amazon not notice that their worker was, you know, late on deliveries and didn't check in? That's horrifying to think he could have maybe survived his injuries if somebody saw this. So the responding deputy shot and killed both of the dogs after an initial investigation revealed that animal bites were a factor in the Amazon worker's death. So Amazon said they are assisting law enforcement. They're deeply saddened by tonight's tragic accident involving a member of our Amazon family and will be providing support to the team and the driver's loved ones. So the Amazon employee has not been identified. Not sure where the residents of the home were. Not sure what the dog status were. Did they have rabies? What the hell? But I'm worried that these types of attacks are going to happen more because people now are very, very concerned with home invasions, with crime, with, you know, it's interesting. We have guns and we're all trained in firearms and I have dogs and cats and all that. And my husband and I keep talking about, you know, we need a bigger dog. You guys have seen my dog. My dog now sleeps in the little kitty cave. And the dog is great because the dog is loud. The dog will, anytime somebody comes to the house, even though it can be annoying, you know, gives us plenty of time to get any weapon we need. I mean, the dog is really, really, has great hearing and is on top of it. But we just don't have a dog that I think can protect us if we have a home invasion. Like Old Man. I don't know if you guys are watching Old Man, but Old Man has those two pit bulls, you know, and the Rottweilers, they protect him, and you're like, okay, I need a dog like that. And I think people watch these shows going, you know what, with the way things are, I need a dog that's going to protect me. The problem is these dogs can be aggressive to innocent neighbors or delivery people or postal workers. And as opposed to years ago, people would say, okay, you know, I need to avoid dogs that are dangerous. I need dogs that are family friendly. Searches for dogs who will protect the family and will scare off criminals are on the rise. This is what people want. People can have a sign, beware of the dog. But, I mean, these dogs, they outrun you. You getting out of your truck to deliver a package or to deliver the mail, you know, there's going to, I really foresee the next move is going to be drones and drones and drones. Things are going to come from the sky. They're going to drop down. This way, individuals don't have to get hurt. But then with that, less jobs. If we could drone packages to people. Now, it could also be, you know, that is something that could be done. If a person wants to be safe in their truck, they could operate the drone from the truck. They could say, okay, we're going to put on the package. I'm going to now have the drone drop it off. I don't have to get out of my truck. There it is. And then I come back, and then I bring the drone back. Maybe something like that. I just don't know how to make things safe. But all I know is people want dogs like the Old Man has, or dogs that... and the Old Man TV show, but they want dogs that somebody comes into the house, they are on top of it. And these home invasions, when you walk the dog, the gentleman that was killed in Philly had a nice, cute little dog that was the size of my dog. That dog couldn't protect him when he was getting shot and killed. You're walking with two Rottweilers, I think it's going to be harder for someone to come and try to rob you, mug you, and kill you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember I told you guys to watch your tabs and watch your receipts? Because I was at a hotel, and they charged me $300 more a night than I should have been charged. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And they said, well, it was a busy night. You know, we were full. And I'm like, I wouldn't have been at this hotel. I thought it was a lot cheaper. And then the manager was like, no, it was $89 a night. And they were charging me $350 for that. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, guys, you better check your tabs. You better check your bills. I've been to restaurants. Add an extra $2 for rent, this, kitchen fee, COVID fee, inflation fee, gas fee. You're like, what the hell is all this? You're already charging me $19.99 for a salad. Come on. I've really decreased eating out. I'm worried I'm going to be eating out. I'm going to be going to a lunch, and I'm you know, expecting it's going to be expensive. I'm already panicking because I just know the prices are going to be up. Well, we have seen these companies add extra fees. And mind you, look, I, being a business owner, I get it's rough. I get it's tough. And I get, you know, you want your kitchen staff appreciated and all that. But the price of the food implies you, the reason why you are paying so much for that food or so much for that service is because the owner or the employer is hiring staff. For you to say, but no, that's only for the food, you actually have to also pay for it to be cooked. You need to also pay and tip for it to be served to you. Well, then what the hell's going on? Well, interestingly, Macaroni Grill is getting sued for the extra fees they've charged. Brandy Faria, a Hawaii-based consumer attorney, has filed a class action lawsuit against the Italian restaurant chain Romano's Macaroni Grill. I like Macaroni Grill. It's good food. I have only gone there, I think, once or twice since the pandemic. I did not double-check the tab to see if there were these extra fees. But apparently, there is a $2 temporary inflation fee. And they are now being sued in federal court for adding it. There's a class action lawsuit against the Denver-based chain that the inflation fee is tacked onto customers' checks in a deceptive manner. Not also, the fee is hidden between orders. So as opposed to at the end where you have the price, then you have the tax, and sometimes if you have over six or eight people in your party, they'll charge a tip. It looks like the fee is stuck in between a couple of the orders. They said restaurateurs have said they've had to raise prices as inflation continues to rise. It's hit a 40-year high of 6.6% last month. So they're now paying more for their ingredients and costs. Well, but isn't the food already going up? So Macaroni Grill operates 41 franchises throughout the country. They have opted to add a surcharge rather than increase their menu prices. But Faria says that distorts the true cost of the meal, providing it with a, quote, unfair advantage over its competitors. So she is now seeking monetary damages, restitution, and injunctive and declaratory relief of an unspecified amount in a Hawaii federal court. So the lawsuit was filed back in June. She claims consumers are not made aware of the temporary inflation fee until they receive the check at the end of the meal. She writes that reasonable consumers understand that the prices listed on the menu are true and complete prices for food items, exclusive of government-imposed taxes and discounts that a customer may be eligible for, but when they get the check, that's when they get the extra money charged. And the charges aren't even listed. It's mixed in and, like, between the orders. And I'm looking at it right now. Temporary inflation fee. You see it. It just added on there. So this is interesting because, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and many of you have had issues with when you come to Las Vegas and you rent a room, a hotel room. You get that room for $98 a night. You are not leaving without spending $150 a night. And you're like, what the hell is this? Well, there's fees, taxes, resort fees. There's a whole bunch of extra fees. And I get it. It's expensive. I know. I'll get a room online. I do a lot of staycations. And I'm like, okay, this is great. You know, for my kids' party, birthday party, what we'll do is we'll get a room. This way they can be on the strip, but they don't have to drive. And they don't have to, you know, get into an accident trying to, you know, get home. They could just go back to the room and, you know, it just is a little safer. But then I find out, I go, wait a second, I thought the room was only this much. When you add up all the extras, you're spending almost 50 to 60% extra than what you thought you were paying. And that's just the way, I mean, until somebody does something about it, that's just what's happening. I would rather they say, look, guys, the room's going to be 140. Just be honest. Tell me the room is going to be 140 a night. Don't sit there and try to pretend that it's something that it's not and then add the extra fees. But in order for them to compete, they need to show they're cheaper. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm glad somebody's doing something about it, because I can't stand seeing things snuck into the bill and then you're stuck. And then you're like, well, I can't make a big deal out of it. Well, you want to know what really, really happens with this? Because I see it. I see what people do. They go, well, then I'm taking it out of the tip. So the food servers get screwed. So if somebody's like, wait a second, you just added $2 and I was going to tip 20. So now I'll tip 18. Some people like to tell that here's your 20 or whatever, but people will take it out of the tip. So now your food server doesn't get, you know, their tip to the degree. Some of them won't get a tip and then they quit. And then the company's like, well, now we have to pay more for staff, so we're going to up the price. So I honestly, if you're a business, I would really rethink that. Just then up the menu prices if you're worried about inflation. You have a right to do that. Prices are going up. We get it. But don't be trying to tack on extra fees just in the hopes that no one will notice. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For years, I've been telling you guys that these vape pens and electronic cigarettes could mess with the heart, cause arrhythmias. Another study has found that to happen. Apparently, the study has suggested that it could lead to arrhythmias, premature skipped heartbeats. This is in mice, but we've heard about cases in humans. And these irregular heartbeats could put you at risk for stroke, blood clots, cardiac arrest. So in this study, they looked, this was from the University of Louisville, they looked at rodents, they exposed them to vape smoke and found their heart rate plummet immediately and then shoot up rapidly shortly after. And, well, because of chemicals, that, you know, your heart's not used to being exposed to those chemicals, especially as close to the blood gets, so when you breathe and respire, your blood gets close to the air in the lungs. That's what the lungs' job is to do, to try to get oxygen into your blood by bringing air to the blood. Well, then the blood gets exposed to chemicals. You could walk by something, but if you breathe it in, it's going to get close to your blood through your lungs. And so fruity and menthol flavored vapes, you know, have chemicals, and those were the flavors that they looked at that apparently seemed to affect the heart rates in rats. They said the heart rate dropped 20 minutes after smoking and then shot back up. Well, rather than, you know, whenever you have these abrupt changes with the heartbeat and the heart rate, sometimes that can mess with the electricity, that can mess with the muscles, and it could destabilize the heart rhythm. So the vaping epidemic is something that's plaguing us, and it's not going away soon, you know, as we've moved away from smoking. But, you know, remind, you know, your loved ones that it's not healthy. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Have a good one.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.